Hello there, everybody. This is Mel Allen. Baseball's turning on the power, and the voltage is high. In Pittsburgh, a ray of sunshine lights up Three Rivers.
Warning track, go ball! It's gone! It's all over!
While in Seattle, a rookie electrifies the dome. So stay plugged in. We'll take charge as Major League Baseball presents This Week in Baseball. This Week in Baseball is also brought to you by Budweiser. For all you do, this Bud's for you.
This Bud's for you. For being on the job and working hard all day. Yeah.
Cliffhangers, nail biters, and extra innings marked much of the action in the National League this week. In Chicago, the Cubs took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. First came a 4-3 win. Then on Saturday, the Cubs entered the bottom of the 13th tied at 2 when Ryan Sandberg came to bat. And here's Vince Lloyd with the call.
3-2 pitch coming up. There they go. Here it is. From that ground ball, right side, base it. Hope you're going to win. Here comes Gary Wood to the plate. Ferreira has no throw. The Cubs in 13 innings defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the crowd that has left is on its feet cheering.
The Philly Steve Carlton had him cheering too, but this time it was with his bat. Carlton went 2-for-3 to help himself to his 6th victory and a 6-2 win over Atlanta. Here's Andy Musser.
Now we'll see what Carlton does. 1-0 count on lefty. Phillies have been very aggressive running the bases today.
Sock down the right field line. Extra bases for Carlton. De Jesus scores. Lefty has a double. 4-2 Phillies. RBI number 5 for Carlton.
So the Phillies kept rolling. Also helped along by the speedy legs of Bob Dernier. Hey, Bob. Is stealing your best asset?
I think base stealing's, it's a large part of my game. I think that if you put it on a list of importance, I think it's probably down there 2 or 3 on my list. I think defense is my number one fun time right now.
Talk about fun time. Pittsburgh's Johnny Ray had his party at the plate, going 4-for-6 against San Francisco. Lanny Fratteri, tell us what he did in the bottom of the 13th.
The batter will be second baseman Johnny Ray. Johnny is 3-for-5 today, plus a sacrifice fly. And he'll be batting left-handed against the right-hander Jim Barr. 1-0 pitch. Ray swings at a fly ball to right field. Wolford back. Holding track. Go ball. It's gone. It's all over. The Pirates on a home run by Johnny Ray in the bottom of the 13th inning. Defeat the San Francisco Giants. There was no doubt about it.
But there were plenty of doubts in St. Louis when the Cards trailed San Diego 5-3 in the bottom of the 10th. Then, 2 outs and 2 runs later, a pinch hitter, Dane Ord, stepped to the plate. Here's Jack Butt.
Winning run at second, Ramsey, 2 outs. Are we going to go into 11 innings? Or will Dane end it here with a hit? Swing and a shot in the center. It's going to be a hit. Here comes Ramsey. 6-5 St. Louis. Unbelievable.
Hey, I'll say it was. You know, pinch hitting is one of the most difficult jobs in baseball. And the players that do it well, like Dane Orridge, are hard to find. For this week's quiz, do you know which player holds the record for most pinch hits in one season? Stay tuned. So far this season, the American League East has certainly had its share of hot teams. This week's streak was in Cleveland, where the Indians won 7 times in 7 tries, thanks to Andre Thornton. In an Indian win over the hapless Twins, the Major League leader in home runs did his thing again. Just listen to Herb's score.
Darryl Jackson facing Andre Thornton. Nobody out, runners at first and at second. Long drive, left field. Hey, it goes way, way back, home run. About somebody who is hot.
Well, Herb, Oscar Gamble's pretty hot, too. The American League Player of the Week led the Yankees to a sweep of the Twins. Let's eavesdrop on my two buddies, Phil Rizzuto and Frank Messer, with a Gamble gamer.
3-3 ball game in the top of the 6th.
You know, Scooter, this is the 21st game played here in the Metrodome, and there have already been 59 home runs hit.
Wow. Gary Holy cow, I'm telling you, Frank.
Oscar at that one in the football press box.
Unbelievable. I'm going to get down and try and take some batting practice.
You should.
Oh, guys, you know you don't always need a hit to score. Just ask the Orioles' Cal Ripken Jr. and my friend Bill O'Donnell.
They're going to have a double steal. The throw is home, and he's safe at home. They pulled off a delayed double steal. Ripken broke to the plate as Matlack was watching Sakata move towards second. Matlack threw home. Ripken slid in, and the plate umpire Shulock said the tag is late. It is a 4-3 Oriole lead.
Baltimore beat Texas 8-7 as they attempted to close in on the leaders, but the leaders kept winning too, sometimes in exciting fashion, like the Tigers did, right, Ernie Harwell?
3-1 California, bases loaded for the Tigers, two out of the ninth. There's a bounding ball to right, a base hit. Here comes Heppner, he'll score. Herndon rounding third, he's headed home, and he scores. On to third goes Parrish, a two-run single by Whitaker has tied the game with two out of the ninth inning, 3-3.
And one hit later, the Tigers had an exciting 4-3 win. Now, if you think that's exciting, how about the Mariners? They've come from behind in 17 of their first 25 wins. Here's Dave Niehaus to tell us how they rallied against the Red Sox.
Lenny Randle at second base. Gary Gray is the hitter. The stretch by Marclair. The pitch to G.G. Swung on and dealt it off the end of the bat. Deep to left center. Heist to the loading track. The wall. Leaped up. It's off. It's off. The Mariners win it 3-1. Oh, my. Gary Gray for the double off the club of Jimmy Rice. They're going crazy at the kingdom.
And thanks to Paul Serna, they went crazy the next night, too.
Now the stretch. The 2-0 delivery on the way. Randle goes, swung on, and a fly ball hit the left field. It's fairly deep. Ugly to the warning track. He's to the wall. It will fly away. Paul Serna has done it. The Mariners have done it one more time. My, oh, my, I don't believe it.
To tell you the truth, Dave, I wouldn't have either if I hadn't heard it myself. Now it's time for the answer to the quiz. The player with the most pinch hits in one season is Jose Morales, 25 with Montreal in 1976. Coming up next, hooray for Hara. 41 years ago this week, on June 2nd, 1941, Yankee legend Lou Gehrig died at the untimely age of 37. Of course, Gehrig will always be remembered for his ability and longevity on the field, but Joe DiMaggio says there's one special moment in Gehrig's life that he'll always recall.
Gehrig's speech, I remember quite well. He continually said during that speech how lucky he was, that he had a wonderful family, his wife, his father, his mother. He was lucky to play with the Yankees. He was also lucky to have such teammates as we were. And everything that he said was about somebody else, not really about himself. He didn't sympathize. He had no sympathy for himself. He was just a great guy that way.
You know, Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. Say, fans, like we said before, the Cleveland Indians are playing great baseball these days, and one player they certainly can thank is Toby Hara. The veteran third baseman has had a hit in almost every Indian game this season, and his average is over .375. But then one man doesn't make a team. So, Toby, how come the Indians are doing so well?
Well, it's really been a blend. We've had excellent pitching. Our bullpen's done a real good job coming out of 10 in the late innings, and defensively, we've just been giving them three out in innings. We've been giving them four and five earlier on in the season, and we've just been getting real timely hitting. Andy Thornton has just been doing a great job hitting fourth for us. He's just really been carrying us, keeping us in the games, and the other guys have been contributing too. So it's been a team effort all the way around.
Well, Toby, team efforts are nice, but so are extra efforts, and I've heard you've done more than a little of that this year.
High pop, third base side, foul territory. Toby over near the dugout. On the step, he leans across, he makes the catch, falls in the dugout, did he hold the ball? He did! What a play by Toby, and he might be hurt. Because now he's coming up out of the dugout. Ron Hassel ran down the step. And what a play by Toby Hara. You talk about somebody that has done it on all parts of the field. Toby Hara, he gets a standing ovation, and the lead is early.
Hey, Toby, sounds like you could have gotten hurt on that one. Giving it that extra on the field can really lift a team, can it?
Being a veteran on the ball club, I think I'm supposed to kind of lead by example going out there and playing every day. And my job basically is just to go out there and play my tail off and try to get on base. I always wanted to be a big league baseball player since I was little. And, you know, now I am. I try to be a big league baseball player every day.
Well, so far this year it's worked for you, Toby. just like it's been working for Rupert Jones. The Padres center fielder is leading the league in hitting. That's why he's the Budweiser Player of the Week. Say, Jerry Coleman, give us an example of Rupert's hitting in a Padre win over the Cubs.
Two balls, two strikes. Here it is. Pitch on the way to Rupert. Hit high in the air. Right field. Way back, 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 back. It's going, going, it's gone. The Padres lead it 2-0.
Hey, Rupert Jones, for giving the Padres some pleasure, this Bud's for you.
For you.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. Hello. Now, fans, make sure your favorite stars are represented in baseball's All-Star Game. Vote in Gillette's All-Star election. Ballots are free at ballparks and retail stores featuring a Gillette All-Star display. So get out and vote now. That's all for now, folks. But do join us next week on This Week in Baseball.